Good morning and welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. This is show number 25 and today is Saturday, October 24th, 2020. As host of the show, Alan and I are committed to serving you with ideas, strategies, and techniques for building, marketing, or improving your business. We created this program to try and help the efforts of small business owners to recover from the coronavirus impact. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes. And the program is being paid for by Davidson Advertising and Allen Shoes.
And hello, my name's Alan McCloskey. My wife Annette and I own and operate Allen Shoes in Tucson. We've been doing that since 1982. So here's a discussion starter. We all know there is some pandemic anxiety and depression out there based on the length of this crisis. The anxiety is impacting us as business people, as well as on a personal level. It could be exhibiting itself as depression or exhaustion or just uncertainty. I do not believe it will go away with the election. So how are you doing? How are you holding up? Are you holding up? And I'd love to hear if there are some people out there that have some tidbits to share with us today. Our call-in number is 790-2040. That's 790-2040. If you have something to say about how you're doing as a business person, or your staff is doing, we'd love to hear from you. And Rob, do you have something to share with us?
I do, Alan. I want to share with our audience an op-ed that appeared this morning in the Arizona Daily Star. The headline says, "Act Now to Save Tucson's Treasured Local Restaurants." The writers are Janos Wilder, Ray Flores, Felipe Garcia, and Amber Smith. Tucson's heartbreaking recent losses of Athens on 4th, G's Garden, Elvira's, Cafe Pocacosa, and other iconic independent restaurants is a warning sign for our community and local economy. Tucson's normally strong restaurant and food industry is a vitally important to our economy, an essential ingredient to our culture and identity, and a main way we express and celebrate our internationally known food culture. It's a significant reason why Tucson was named the first UNESCO City of Gastronomy in the U.S. in 2015. Our vibrant culinary scene is created by more than 1,500 independently owned restaurants and bars in the metro area. They generated more than $2 billion in taxable sales in 2019 and employed 32,700 people. That's 11% of all private sector jobs in March of 2020, just before the pandemic hit them particularly hard. An almost complete halt to tourism and state and local orders for dining room closures in April were serious blows. These trends were amplified in the Metro Tucson area, where 63% of restaurants are independent, 10% above the national average. In April, restaurant and bar sales in Pima County were down 38% compared to the same month last year and only have partially recovered. The National Independent Restaurant Coalition warns that without federal assistance, there could be an extinction event, with up to 85% of independent restaurants closing by December, also impacting many other businesses supplying and servicing them. Without help, many Tucson's long-running iconic family-owned restaurants and newest standouts may not survive, and our post-pandemic restaurant landscape will lack its famous uniqueness. This scenario would also decrease the dollars circulating in the local economy, since locally owned businesses spend a higher percentage of their revenues locally for payroll, goods and services, accounting, etc. The snowball effect would impact every local business that relies on a thriving travel industry. The Restaurant Advisory Council and Visit Tucson urge you to help today by contacting Senators Kyrsten Sinema and Martha McSally to ask them to include and vote for the Restaurants Act in the next COVID-19 economic relief package. This $120 billion relief fund for independent restaurants, already approved in the U.S. House, is now in the Senate for possible inclusion in a final package. This act will assist independent restaurants and bars impacted by the COVID-19 crisis. It could generate up to $271 billion in economic impact and would provide independent restaurants with the resources needed for the challenging months ahead. Sinema's office number and McSally's office numbers can be found online. You can call us and we'll be happy to provide them with you. You can also easily send them a message at saverestaurants.com/takeaction. Help us save the taste of Tucson. The authors represent a new coalition of local business, tourism, restaurant industry, and food culture organizations working together to support our region's independent restaurants and related local food businesses. Amber Smith is president and CEO of the Tucson Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. Felipe Garcia, executive vice president of Visit Tucson. Ray Flores is chair of the Restaurant Advisory Council. And Janos Wilder is president of the Tucson City of Gastronomy. So, folks, we really need your help out there. Please reach out to your senators and let them know that we need their help. And, you know, we need their help in other businesses, too, don't we, Alan?
We need a lot of help here with not just the restaurant business. But let's still focus on the restaurant business. We're seeing every day, you and I opened up the newspaper. We were discussing it just a few minutes ago. Opened up the newspaper yesterday and saw that another restaurant has had to close downtown, and that followed Cafe Poca Costa that we thought was fantastic. And we know that there's going to be more closures, Rob, don't we? We have lots of other businesses, not just restaurants, that just can't make it with reduced volume. And here's a small math lesson and reason why that happens. And a lot of businesses, Rob, their net profit margin is anywhere from 2% to 10% of their sales. If they drop that 2 or 10%, they wiped out their entire profit. And if they don't have a lot of cash reserves, you know, then they're in trouble. And, you know, once you go through your cash reserves, and it's very easy to think after 7 months in this pandemic, you've gone through those, then you're in trouble. And that's why you need the second round of PPP funding to help you do that. And then, you know, there's increased burdens on payroll costs, all sorts of other costs. Your rent is a higher percentage of your sales. And the economic formula for many businesses, Rob, just isn't working anymore.
And Alan, you know, like with the restaurants and in your business, there's extra expenses now with having to provide PPP or PPE and masks and sanitizers and keeping your facility clean so that people feel comfortable coming in. So it's not business as usual like it used to be. And everything has changed.
We've already spent over $4,000 on PPE, and we don't think we even caught all the little extra expenses associated with it. When we had to hire a graphic artist, create a sign to put up in our stores, on our windows, whatever, we probably didn't include that expense on top of our, you know, the ink cost for the printer and whatever. So, yes, we have all those costs. You know, Rob, before, you know,
we have a caller, Alan. A caller is in with a question this morning. So we have Charles on the line. And Charles, good morning and welcome to Back to Business.
Good morning. Thanks, guys. It's a fun show to listen to. I'd like to know what you think the economic, economic impact would be if immediately all restrictions were lifted on restaurants as to how they had to operate. Number two is, do you believe that those restrictions have a greater impact on their finances or what do you think might have had a greater impact on it?
You know, personally, Charles, you know, one of my feelings from talking to restaurant owners is many of them probably wouldn't want to go back to normal operating because they're worried about their employees and, you know, the status of their business. So, you know, I don't know that they can even think of opening right now. I'd like to relate a story. You know, this disease is so infectious, people really don't realize it. A lot of people are kind of, they poo-poo it. They say, well, it's just like the flu. It's just like a common cold. Well, my best friend is getting over it. And it was quite a two-week ordeal for them and got it in a very, very innocuous place. So I'm thinking most of the restaurant owners, I know when we spoke to Ray Flores several weeks ago, he was a guest on our program. A lot of them are afraid to open because they're concerned for their employees. So I don't know that it's the restrictions that the government has put on them that are so onerous. It's just the disease is so onerous. What do you think, Alan?
Well, I think, Charles, that while you certainly can point out many instances where business would increase as a result of not having to have every other booth empty, but it may not work because it's supply and demand. So the demand from visitors, that also has to increase to match up enough to really make these restaurant owners whole. And so the supply issue is I can only seat half as many people, or in some states it's one quarter of the capacity that they can sit. And so I think it would help, but I'm not sure it would help enough. So the greater impact is actually what is going on. The greater impact to the restaurant owners is the truth of the COVID crisis here and the pandemic. And that's the greater influence here. The government restrictions are certainly part of it, but I don't think it's the greatest share here. It's just the reality of the situation that's the greatest contributor, in my opinion.
Thank you for a straight on for a straight ahead answer. Appreciate it.
Charles, thanks for calling today.
So through all of our shows, we've been discussing the latest news. On most shows, we interviewed leaders in our community that have shared with you their experience, their knowledge. Some have shared their stories of struggles and success. Our guest today is Al Coronado, owner of Al Coronado Plumbing. I hope that he will answer the following question here, and that is where my $1 million lottery ticket that went down the garbage disposal, where it really is right now. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising, 629-9555, or call online 790-2040. We have some great content. We have our guests when we come back. Please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Walkie, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
Need a plumber? Call Al Coronado Plumbing. Featuring our 5-crown service. We charge by the job, not the hour. There are never any unpleasant surprises. As everyone knows, emergencies happen at the worst time. That's why we answer our phones 24/7. And at Al Coronado Plumbing, there's never an overtime charge. You pay the same regardless of when we do the work.
Al Coronado Plumbing, the name you come to trust. Our 5-pound service keeps things running.
Our work is guaranteed up to 5 years. Call 323-7848.
Al Coronado Plumbing. Our 5-pound service keeps things running.
Call 323-7848. ROC number 289733.
Welcome back to Business with Robin Allen. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner of Allen Shoes.
And we're really thrilled today. Our guest today is Al Coronado, president of Al Coronado Plumbing. Al, welcome to Back to Business. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Rob. It's a pleasure to be here, and I am ready.
Al, you're a longtime Tucsonan. You and I both grew up here. Maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, yes, Rob. Well, I was born and raised here, and Rob and I go back many, many years. I remember kind of sort of growing up together. If you recall, Rob, you used to work at your father's gas station, and of course, we lived across the street from you guys.
Yeah, you used to come in there all the time buying sodas and candy, and we used to run around, and my dad would chase us out, and we had a good old time as little kids. And I think when we first met about 10 years ago, we didn't realize our past, but it's just such a small world, Al, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And of course, it's been great for all of us. To get back to your question, Rob, I began my plumbing company in 1981, and I got to tell you, it's been an awesome, awesome experience. Tucson has been just fabulous for us, and of course, all of this wouldn't be possible without God. And of course, I thank Him and praise Him every morning because it's just been awesome.
Now, you started out all by yourself, right? How did you get into the plumbing business? What got you in that direction as a young man?
You know, I began working for a local plumbing supplier by the name of Central Pipe and Supply back in 1978, and it just kind of got into my blood. It just kind of grew on me. And I'm thinking a couple of years after I began working at Central Pipe and Supply, I decided that I wanted to become a plumber. I had been told that that it's a very, very good, rewardable career. And, of course, I got to tell you, it is.
So, Al, this is Alan, and I understand that that you have lots of other networks and friends in the plumbing business around the country, and that you're employing the best practices and that you learn from others. Is that true?
That is very, very true, sir. You know, you just got to keep learning and growing, and we try to – education is a big part of our business. We spend a lot of money in training, training employees, training management, training myself. You just got to keep learning. Got to keep learning to stay up with everything that's going around us.
How has the pandemic affected your business? Do you do anything differently, or is business better or worse? Or can you give us an insight of what's going on at Al Coronado Plumbing?
You know, it affected us for the first month, I believe, because it just kind of threw everybody for a spin. But I think maybe a month afterwards, everything began looking, you know, back to normal. Calls began rolling in, and of course, we immediately began dispatching. But it has not affected us. I think the first month I'm thinking it might have dropped sales by maybe 20%. But we immediately picked up again, and it's for the most part we've remained very, very busy.
Do you do any commercial work? Because I understand that houses are pretty you know, that the house and other real estate markets are pretty hot right now. And so has that created some opportunities for you?
You know, we do commercial work, but we primarily service, our work primarily consists of service and repair. We do not get into new construction. However, back when I began, yes, it was new construction that got me started. And we began doing service and repair. I'm thinking it was 1994. We completed our last new construction project in 1998. And I have not looked back. We have not looked back as a company. And we just continue to do this every day, and things are good.
As a result of the pandemic, a lot of more people are at home. Has that created some extra repair works because people are using their homes more?
You know, I would have to say yes. I think that with more and more folks staying home today, I think they're finding more time to take care of the items that need repair. And you know, we have to change a few items, like of course, wearing masks, and of course, we, as a standard rule, we wear booties, and we try to protect the customer's premises, et cetera. But for the most part, I would have to say that, yes, more folks are staying home, but then again, they're making more time to do the necessary repairs around their home.
Al, you said that training is a big part of what you do with your people. Maybe you could talk to us about some of the folks you employ to do that training, because I know that you're always out there looking for people to give your guys good ideas on how to do good work and best practices. How do you go about that?
Well, I think the number one source, of course, we have a business coach that we utilize quite heavily. But for the most part, that becomes part of my territory and part of my job. I read a lot. I don't think I want to stop reading. I'm trying to stay ahead. Requires you to, you know, do your part. And I read a lot. I find myself reading, you know, at least an hour every day. Correspondence plays a big part. But for the most part, my management staff is very, very intelligent. So we just kind of share that responsibility among all of us. We have weekly training sessions. And then, of course, getting back to my business coach, we involve him. Every so often, we will visit competitors from outside the Tucson area and pick up knowledge there. So it's a matter of doing a bunch of different things that make the whole picture come together.
Now, with your business coach, don't you meet with other businesses in other areas to talk about what they're doing so you can kind of find out what other industries are doing?
Yes. We find ourselves chit-chatting with different groups and talking about how they're handling not only today's problems, but, employee problems and trade problems and the code compliance problems and, you know, questions of all in all areas. We just kind of get together and share the required, wisdom between us and that's how we kind of make everything come together.
Has the government put on any additional regulations with the pandemic that have impacted your business?
No, I can't say it has. You know, it's just a matter of using common sense and of course, using the mask and using, you know, hand sanitizers and of course, we have our guys. We spend some time training them and how to clean up after themselves and how to clean up the premises and use gloves and so on and so forth. It really hasn't affected us at all.
Have you had any employees that have contracted COVID that have created an issue with absenteeism or anything like that?
We did. There was a couple of our guys that felt they had attracted COVID, but of course we had them stay home and get taken care of. They were compensated for their time off for work, but it hasn't really become a problem. And now it's sort of been kind of forgotten, you know, per se. Things are rolling very well, to say the least.
Al, one of the things I want to talk about with you after we're going to be coming up here on a break for the news is when we first met several years ago, your office was in an industrial complex over by Ajo and Park. Then shortly thereafter, you built a beautiful building at Speedway in the freeway. And I want to congratulate you on this unbelievable facility you've built up at Orange Grove in the freeway that you just moved into recently. I've got to say that it's probably the nicest plumbing facility in the state of Arizona. I would imagine there's nobody else in Tucson that has anything like that, and I would doubt that anyone in Phoenix does. So we'd like to talk to you about that and how you've decided to push your business and grow your business throughout all of these times. So if you'd stick with us for a few minutes, we've got a hard break coming up with some news, and we'd like to come back and talk about a few more things with you, if that's okay.
You got it, sir.
Thank you, Al.
Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. The next segment, we'll have more from Al and other interests to share with you, and we'll be right back after our commercial break and the news.
Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is a wide-width specialty store located at 7366 North Oracle Road, about a block north of Ina. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes focuses on wide and extra wide widths of men's and women's shoes, the best selection of wide width shoes in Tucson. You'll find some brands in this location that aren't carried at our stores, such as Softwalk, Aravon, SAS, Trotters, and Easy Spirit. We also carry the best selection of wide widths from both Brooks and New Balance. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
For years now, you've heard me say, don't get steamed, call Steamy. But have you ever wondered why? Imagine this. You have a leak, overflow, or some sort of water intrusion into your home. It may have even caused mold to start growing. So you get on the internet and look for someone to fix it. You find some advertisements online that look promising, call around, and probably hire the first person that says they can get out right away. You wait for hours on end, and when the doorbell finally rings, you're greeted by a fast-talking salesman that is anything but professional. And then, you guessed it, you got steamed. By what I call the water damage wannabes, and they are well on their way to taking advantage of your bad situation. This is why the very best plumbers, realtors, roofers, and insurance agents only refer Steamy Concepts to their customers for mold and water damage restoration, period. Steamy Concepts works with all insurance carriers and will always come out for free 24 hours, 7 days a week to inspect your mold and water damage problems. Go to steamyconcepts.com to schedule us out right now.
ROC number 291-200.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947. Go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Alan McCloskey. My wife, Annette, and I own and operate Alan's Shoes in Tucson. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan's Shoes. And our guest, Al Coronado from Al Coronado Plumbing, is still with us. Are you still with us, Al?
Yes, sir, I am.
So Rob was bringing up the topic of your new building, and we'd like you to tell us about that and why you opened it and what it's all about.
Wow. You know, when we completed our previous building on Speedway in 910, I remember looking back, and we just concluded that it wasn't big enough. So we immediately began looking for property, and it took me a while to locate where we're presently at. And then, of course, we had to negotiate the price. That was another process. But getting back to your question, you know, I did it for too many reasons. I really enjoy what I do. I enjoy working with people. I love my trade. I think it's one of the best jobs in the world. I mean, it's been so good to me. And of course, it's been it's been good to many, many of our employees. And it's just something that I wanted to do because being a native of Tucson, I've seen Tucson grow in, you know, leaps and bounds. I remember I was in the third grade and the population was 267,000. And now, of course, you know, it's grown so much. I've seen so many changes. And being in business, you know, you're always, or I've always tried to improve. So when the idea came to me about building a bigger facility, you know, of course, we wanted exposure, so we chose alongside the freeway. To me, that's very important. And so we began the process. We designed it, had an architect do the drawings, and then, of course, construction began. And I got to tell you, Rob, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. But we finally were able to move in maybe a couple, 2-3 months ago. And we love it. It's very high tech, very comfortable for us. It suits us very, very well right now. I've also noticed that traffic has increased. I think businesses has increased. More employees have become available because of the facility. So I think overall it's a very, very good thing for us. I think it. I'm also very proud to invest in the future and you know, with for our employees and for all of us in general, you know, for our customers, it's enabled us to respond better and faster, more equipped. So we love it.
Al, you know, one of the things that impressed me is when you took your crew over to San Diego to visit with that plumbing company over there. Maybe you could talk about her company and how you've kind of taken her on. She's kind of a mentor of yours right now. Because we all, Alan and I, for the last 6 months on this program, have been talking about using mentors and using other people to help you to grow your business. Maybe you could talk about that for a second for our listeners.
Sure. You know, having a mentor is awesome. I've always had mentors. I've had, at one time, I think I had about 5 mentors. And then, of course, some of them will move away or get into other areas where they don't want to do that no more. But I think mentoring is a very, very important part of growing any kind of business. You got to listen. You got to be you have to be able to listen and take in what's good for you and use it. Yes, a couple of years ago, we went to San Diego and visit an awesome plumbing company. It's actually owned by a lady by the name of Mary Jean Anderson. And I got to tell you, we learned so much. You can learn so much from your competitors. She opened up her entire operation for us, and I believe there was 8 of us. Our whole management team went. And we also took about 3 of our top employees. And it just, we learned so much. I remember sitting in the parking lot. We told ourselves, my God, we feel like we gained so much knowledge. I can tell you that when we got back, we immediately went to work. And I want to say it took us a better part of a year to implement everything we had learned. So, you know, again, I recommend visiting competitors, discussing with them, you know, and discussing your problems with them and learning from them, people that have done it. And it's just, it's a good thing because we learned that they will open up everything for you, their operation. They'll answer any question. They'll guide you through any possible question you might have. We've been very, very fortunate in that area.
And the bottom line is it helps you to serve your customers better, and I think that's what you're all about.
Yes, of course. We, you know, we're always trying to improve our services. We do call, I want to say just about every customer, we have what we call a happy check, and we want to get with them. We want to, believe me, we make a lot of mistakes. But I think the key is to correct it and stand up for what you believe in. And one of the things that I believe in is make it right. If you make a mistake, we all make mistakes, and we're all going to continue to make mistakes. But, you know, if you make a mistake, own it, stand up to it, and make it right. And I think people will respect you for that. And even more importantly, they will call you back because they know that that you've made it right. And that is so important in a business.
Al, one of the things we've talked about since we started this show is how it takes a lot of hard work and persistence to be in business, and you certainly epitomize that. As a final thought, what kind of advice can you give to struggling business owners out there or people that are looking to start a business now because they're out of work or whatever? What's your best advice to these folks?
Wow, that's a big loaded question, sir. But I think I would begin by, what does it take? It takes a lot of commitment. It takes a lot of hard work. You just gotta do it. You know, don't talk about it. Just do it. And don't stop. Never give up. I gotta tell you, you know, people have asked me, Al, how have you managed? Because we're getting ready to complete 40 years at the end of this year. And, you know, people have asked me, how have you managed to survive? And I got to tell you, there's been many, many times where I have felt giving up. But you can't. You know, life is what it is, and life can be good. But I think the number one thing I would say, build a strong relationship with God. I think that would have to be the number one. Aside from that, get educated. Education is so powerful. I believe in it. It's turned my life around. Having a strong relationship with God will turn your life around. So, you know, for the better, that is. So that would be where I would begin. And, you know, there's a bunch of other areas that I could touch up on. But, you know, education, the good Lord, are just two of the strongest ones.
Al, thank you very much for being with us on Back to Business today. You've been an inspiration to me, the way you've started your business and the way you conduct your business. And we really appreciate you taking your time and sharing with our audience today.
Sir, I want to thank all of you for having me. It's been a pleasure. I want to thank the whole Tucson community because, again, you know, everybody's so awesome to us. We're blessed.
We all are. We certainly are.
Yes, yes.
Al
thank
Coronado,
you very much for having me, sir.
Thank you. You take care, be well, and we'll talk soon.
Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b-t-o-b-tucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. However, if you want to comment on the show, Rob still runs our complaint department, don't you?
Yeah, right.
I just cause the complaints, but you can call Rob if you have a complaint. You're listening to Back to Business with Rob and Alan on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice, or call online 790-2040. Please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propay, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
For years now, you've heard me say, don't get steamed, call Steamy. But have you ever wondered why? Imagine this. You have a leak, overflow, or some sort of water intrusion into your home. It may have even caused mold to start growing. So you get on the internet and look for someone to fix it. You find some advertisements online that look promising, call around, and probably hire the first person that says they can get out right away. You wait for hours on end, and when the doorbell finally rings, you're greeted by a fast-talking salesman that is anything but professional. And then, you guessed it, you got steamed. By what I call the water damage wannabes, and they are well on their way to taking advantage of your bad situation. This is why the very best plumbers, realtors, roofers, and insurance agents only refer Steamy Concepts to their customers for mold and water damage restoration, period. Steamy Concepts works with all insurance carriers and will always come out for free 24 hours, 7 days a week to inspect your mold and water damage problems. Go to steamyconcepts.com to schedule us out right now.
ROC number 291-200.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947. Go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes.
And I'm Alan McLofsky, owner-operator of Alan Shoes. Rob, you've got some articles that you wanted to get to here. What do you have that you can share with our listeners?
Well, Alan, the headline on this one, folks, says, hey, guess what? Food shortages are coming back. Remember those great early pandemic days last spring when bags of flour and yeast suddenly became precious items? Wasn't that fun? Well, great news, everybody. We're going to get that experience all over again. As we've noted before, grocers are a little better prepared this time around and have been stocking pandemic pallets of food they can reorder quickly. But some things will still be hard to find, and that's going to be interesting for all of us. Here are some of the items. Baking supplies. It's now chilly enough to turn the oven on again, except in Tucson, maybe, but the specter of holiday baking looms. Canned soups, both General Mills and Campbell's, are still behind in production after the increased demand during the first wave of the pandemic. Officials say they hope to be back to full capacity again in January, but just in case, you may want to try to make your own soup. Soda pop. Remember the aluminum can shortage? We're still feeling its repercussions. In order to make sure there's enough aluminum to accommodate its bestsellers like Coke and Dr. Pepper, Coca-Cola has been rejiggering its production so that niche favorites like Fresca and caffeine-free Diet Coke have been getting short shrift. Snacks, Frito-Lay, Pepperidge Farm, and other snack producers have been letting the public know via Twitter about the products they've paused or cut off completely. A moment of silence, please, for Tostitos Black Beans and Garlic, Kickin' Chicken Taco Pringles, and Geneva Cookies. Spam. Hormel CEO Jim Snee reported that the company has 24% less inventory of all its products than it did at this time last year, and production may be slowed again if there are any more cases of COVID-19 among workers. And Alan, you know, this Spam is probably going back 50 years ago that it was made, so this stuff lasts a long time.
I know. That's what. Yeah, I'm not a... That's not one of
on
my,
not one of our favorite
it's
lists.
It's not one of our favorites.
Hey, they even have turkey Spam, though, for people that don't like to eat...
You know, I like the turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon, yeah, it's not bad.
I like
it's
that.
Not too bad. But there's going to be some items out there, folks, that we're going to have a hard time finding soon if we're not careful. And please don't run to the stores and
buy
and,
toilet
and
paper,
buy toilet paper, and Kleenex and wipes and all that. Please.
Everyone already bought 3 or 4 years' supply. I don't know why there'd be another.
I've got friends that have a whole carpet full, carport full of toilet paper, so probably could outfit all four of your stores for the next 10 years.
I know. Listen, a study from 2015 covered by Scientific American and which Parade magazine reported recently on their website at parade.com found that sarcasm can actually increase creativity flow. Since creativity is one skill all business people need now in order to steer their business's past its pandemic, we continue to offer up part of the list that we found online as a public service to our audience. So now we're at 81, Rob, and maybe you can give us a taste of this week's selections.
All right, Alan, number 81. Instead of have a nice day, I think I'll start saying have the day you deserve. You know, let karma sort things out.
82. You know my favorite party trick is not going.
83. The older I get, the less surprised I think I'd be if a random body part just fell off one day.
You know, you might have a putz of the week thing about a body part to connect to that. But number 84, I'd agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong.
85, marry me and I'll never look at another horse. Groucho Marx.
86, why do we spend so much time looking for intelligent life on other planets? I'd be happy to find intelligent life here on Earth first.
87. Keep rolling your eyes. Maybe you'll find a brain back there.
88. People think I go out of my way to piss them off. Trust me, it's not out of my way at all.
89. So many people worry about their physical appearance and material possessions that they completely disregard their lousy personality.
Number 90. Think I am sarcastic? Watch me pretend to care. So that's our list today, and those we're only up to number 90. We've got 110 to go, so that's going to take us another 11 shows to finish that list. And then, Rob, when I was looking for this list today, when I was trying to pull it up, I found a list of 500 sarcastic quotes.
Oh, boy, Alan, I guess we're going to be doing this show for quite a while, huh?
So now it's time for our Putz of the Week awards, nominees. We're going to have some nominees for Putz of the Week. And, Rob, I want you to gingerly describe each one of these because I think each one might have, two of them have a big issue here. What's your first nominee for a Putz of the Week?
Well, the first one is Jeffrey Toobin from the New Yorker magazine, Alan. It seems like Mr. Toobin did something pretty embarrassing the other day. He said, I made an embarrassing, stupid mistake believing I was off camera. I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers, he told Motherboard. Seems that Mr. Toobin was on a Zoom call with people at the New Yorker magazine last week. It was a staff meeting. And he thought he was off camera. And he thought it was time for him to, pleasure himself. And what happened was he was on camera, and everybody in the meeting happened to see it. So I think Mr. Toobin needs to learn some restraint.
You know, this is something that can bury someone's career, and that is yet to be seen, right?
Yeah, that you know, he was suspended, and you know, it just seems like him and guys like Wiener, you know, the former congressman from New York, and. I just don't understand where these folks are coming from.
I think I'm going to make a note to myself that to make sure that I turn that little flap down from the webcam.
Right.
You know, you need to have a lot of protections. You know, just in case.
Absolutely.
You do something. I mean, you know, I'm in my shorts most of the time, and someone I got up to from my seat at a Zoom meeting the other day, and someone said, "Well, nice for you to dress up for this meeting," and I was wearing my gym shorts.
Yeah, and
well,
you know,
yeah, I got to wear them somewhere because I hardly.
You don't
go to
the gym. I know. You know, so yeah, gym shorts. You know, sweats. That's what seems to be everything people are wearing now in these Zoom meetings. And so you got to be careful out there, folks, when you're on Zoom. This other one comes from LaFleur County, Oklahoma, and I'll try to do this gingerly. Two LaFleur County men were arrested on numerous charges, including desecration of a human member and outraging public decency with gross injury, according to LaFleur County Sheriff Rodney Derrysberry. These two gentlemen, Bobby Lee Allen and Thomas Evan Gates, were arrested for medical battery, aggravated maiming, assault battery with a dangerous weapon and resulting in bodily injury, conspiracy, desecration of a human member, outraging public decency with gross injury, and possession of controlled dangerous substances. Sheriff Dayberry said on the afternoon of October 14th, the person was dropped off at the hospital with a crude surgical procedure done, Alan. And I don't think I need to say any more about this, but these guys were involved in something that was pretty crazy. I would imagine that they were involved in drugs or something, but they're our second
nominee. I think our third involves a Cleveland Browns player.
Yes, it does. Step aside, kicking nets. Odell Beckham Jr. has a new adversary. He just doesn't appear concerned about it. The Cleveland Browns wide receiver told reporters Wednesday he doesn't believe he can contract COVID-19, which has killed more than 210,000 Americans. The 27-year-old missed practice last week due to a non-related COVID-19 illness. Not in an arrogant way, Beckham said. I don't think COVID can get to me. I don't think it's going to enter this body. I don't want no parts of it. It don't want no parts of me. It's a mutual respect. The coronavirus pandemic has caused several NFL schedule disruptions after multiple positive diagnoses among players and staff. Several teams have been forced to close their facilities during the first 6 weeks of the season. In the waning minutes of the Browns' 38-7 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers last Sunday, Beckham had to be restrained by an assistant coach on the sideline as he threw his helmet and gloves. Beckham has 23 catches for 319 yards with four total touchdowns. But according to a couple of tweets, somebody asked, was Odell Beckham Jr. worried when he was sick last week that he had COVID-19? No, not in an arrogant way. I don't think COVID can get me, said Beckham. So he thinks he's immune from it, Alan, and I sure hope he's right. I'd hate to see anybody get sick unnecessarily.
You know, our engineer just gave me the two sign, and I have to figure out whether it means 2 minutes are left or he's voting for number two.
Two minutes left. It was two minutes left. He's not voting for...
Well, we had a tradition last week that we started. We'd like to start again. Number one, two, or three. Number one is the New Yorker suspending Jeffrey Toobin. Number two is LaFour dismemberment investigation. And number three is the Cleveland Browns. What do you think? Which is the putts of the week, our engineer? And we'll give you 5 seconds. One, two, or three. He needs number three, the Cleveland Browns player. And you know what? I kind of thought that that's just banter, but we're going to accept it. We're going to award the Cleveland Browns
good
player.
Good choice.
As
Odell Beckham of the week. Odell Beckham Jr., you are our putts of the week.
So let's talk about our guest one more time.
And thank you to Al Coronado for being with us today. Al, you were very inspiring to us. Next week, we plan to have another guest. Well, you know, check our website out, folks. We've got all the podcasts from all our previous programs on there if you've missed any. We've got some very interesting guests on there from the city, from the state, from all kinds of organizations. So give us a listen when you get a chance.
Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b-t-o-b-tucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob. He's at Davidson Advertising, 629-9555. If you're a retailer or a restaurant owner or any business that's struggled in the last few months, it's now 7 months, or are someone just interested in business, this is the show for you. It's Back to Business with Robin Allen, KVOI 1030, The Voice.